Hey, good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer this morning. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony.
And welcome, and go Badgers. We got a big game tonight. What time did that state game start?
I believe it's about 7:45 somewhere
Arizona,
in there.
Right?
They're against Arizona.
Yeah,
yep.
Boy. Go Bucky. We want
they'll
to
be,
see you go all the
they'll
way.
They'll be on the air here at around 7:30 with the
yeah,
to get that thing up and going. So
tune in. Well, we have a pretty good show for you this morning. Randy and I are going to do an open show on being a SCORE mentor. So if you're interested in learning about the SCORE chapter and you'd like to learn about what it is to be a SCORE volunteer, please listen in, and we'll be talking about that a little later in the program. We sure invite you to call in with any questions. If you have any questions about being a SCORE volunteer, this morning is when we can probably answer all of them for you. In the meantime, though, we'd just like to tell you about the SCORE chapter. It's located in our office is in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have about 43 volunteers in our chapter. We provide free, the emphasis is free, and quality mentoring to business owners and those who are thinking of starting a business. The areas that we cover are areas like marketing, accounting, banking, IT, HR, strategic planning, any area that you think you need help with in your business, look us up. You can find us at foxcities.score.org, foxcities.score.org, or call us at the Chamber office at 734-7101. But in addition to the mentoring we do, we also provide a number of seminars during the year. Randy, we have a big one coming up on May 6th. Tell us about that one.
Right. We're going to be doing a seminar on the Affordable Health Care Act. This was originally scheduled for December, but because of weather and other confusion, we had to postpone it, which I think is a good thing, because we're going to be looking at how the Affordable Health Care Act is developing, how it's playing out, and the effects it's going to have on small businesses as of right now. So
changes every day.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that the seminar is going to bring some information to you that will help you to apply the law to your situation.
Right. Now, the program, as you said, is going to be on May 6th. Registration starts at 7:30 in the morning, and the program itself will run from 8 until 11. It'll consist of three panelists who are going to be discussing the Health Care Act. That'll include Linda Hines, who is with Employee Benefit Administration Services. She is an expert, especially working with small business in the health care field.
National expert.
Yeah, correct. And then we also have John Alness, who is an expert in the area of working with individuals and how this affects you personally. And then the third person on the panel will be Kurt Haling. Kurt is with Albertson Haling here in Appleton. He's a CPA. And Kurt will be talking to us about how the law applies to your business and also to your budget planning, what you need to really think about and how this is going to affect you during 2014 especially. Mm-hmm. So it should be an excellent program. It's going to be held out at the Bordini Center, which is at the Fox Valley Technical College, and the price is only $15. So what we recommend is go on out to the website, that's foxcities.score.org, or you can go out to our website here for biztalkwithscore.com and click on, there are links that will take you out to registering for this particular program. It's going to be an excellent, excellent program, and we definitely recommend people to take a look at it.
Yeah, we're expecting a pretty good turnout. It's a very hot topic, as most business people know. There are a lot of questions. Are you in? Are you out? Are you covered? Are you not covered? What are the coverages? What does it do to my budget? A lot of questions that people are wondering about, and Linda Hines is really going to be a great resource for this discussion. She comes from Ellsworth, Wisconsin, but she has over 20 years' experience on the national scene working with IRS issues and healthcare issues. And she surfaced as a pretty knowledgeable expert in this field, in this area. She's actually doing consulting for agencies of the federal government and large corporations.
Right.
So we're very grateful and happy that we can bring her to Appleton for the seminar.
Yeah, she's worked with over 3,000 insurance brokers throughout the country, especially working as a compliance director, which for those of you who know anything about insurance, this is the part that you know makes sure that you're doing it right. So,
and listening to her in conversation, she's just citing different sections and chapters of the IRS code and the Health Care Act, and she's very knowledgeable. But the whole theme of this seminar is to help the business owner and the individual apply what the law is saying, at now anyway, to your situation, and what are some strategies you might be able to formulate to go forward.
A lot of people, too, will say, well, I'm not that big. I don't need to worry about it. I don't have 50 employees. This particular situation is important for everybody, no matter how big or small mm-hmm. you are, because every decision you make as a business owner affects you and any employees you do have, mm-hmm. and any decisions your employees make mm-hmm. Can affect the outcome of how things are going. So you really need to be aware of how this affects everything you do in the healthcare area.
And that's May 6th at the Bordini Center. Registration at 7:30 in the morning, and the cost is $15 a person.
That's the way it goes.
Going to get your money's worth.
Yeah, and we include coffee and donuts.
So. You've got a scam alert?
Alert. This just came in because we're working with the Better Business Bureau here in the Valley, and they send us information about the most recent scams that are going on. This one is a particularly difficult one to work with. It is a phishing scam. Phishing means that people are looking for your personal information to be used for identity theft. This particular one works through the Google Drive. It's actually been done. The people who put this together have faked a Google login screen. So what they will be doing is you receive an email that someone has shared a Google document with you. So you look at it, and it says, to access it, just click here.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. As soon as you do, it takes you to a Google login page. By logging in on this thing, you then give them your personal information as far as your login is concerned, your password, they can trace back. And then they also, through that, can come back in and re-enter your computer, picking off information as far as personal information that you have on your computer. It could be anywhere from your Social Security number, any different types of bank accounts and so on. Like I said, this is especially insidious because what they've done is they mimicked the Google login. And so it's very, very difficult to tell the difference between this thing and a real Google log. Now, the answer to this is, once you're in on Google, you don't have to log in again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you have an email that says log in again, don't do that. You're already in. You don't ever have to double enter to get back into Google.
If it looks suspicious, just don't go there. Don't click on it. You're not going to be out anything, and you're going to protect your personal identity.
Right.
So these scams are out there all the time. Keep your eyes and ears open and be very safe out there. We also want to say thank you to our sponsors who help bring the program to you each weekend. We thank them for their sponsorship. We couldn't do the show without them. Randy and I volunteer our time every weekend. Randy, you got a big raise this year. It's twice what you got last year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I get to work with, and they guaranteed me I could work with you again all year.
Yeah, that's a great deal. It's worth more than money. But actually, we want to thank our sponsors because they're very good in their community commitments, and they certainly support SCORE and the BizTalk program. Fox Communities Credit Union. Thank you to Fox Communities for helping to support SCORE and all the good messages that you guys bring to the community with Clark Howard and everything else. It's really great to have you as a sponsor. Want to thank Alberts and Haling CPAs. Kurt Haling is our sponsor representative from Alberts and Haling CPAs with offices in Appleton and Green Bay. He's got about two more weeks before he comes up for air, maybe 2.5 weeks, April 15th, and he'll be able to breathe again. I want to thank Kevin Eisman and his team over at the Business Law Boutique, Epiphany Law, for their support and their contributions. Both Kurt and Kevin and Fox Communities also help support the different educational functions and seminars that SCORE puts on. Special thank you to eBiz Results in Oshkosh. Mike Pulvermacher and his team built the BizTalkWithScore.com website for Randy and me, the BizTalk program, and they help maintain it. And we also want to thank Larry Desch and Jerry Mader at the Business News. In the Business News, they promote BizTalk every 2 weeks. They put a little ad up there on page 27, I think, next to the stock quotes.
That is the SCORE page 27.
Call it the SCORE Corner, actually, because we got Green Bay SCORE and Appleton SCORE sharing that space. And we want to thank them for their support. And if you're not subscribed to the Business News, you really should be. For $20 a year, every other week, you get a really good periodical in the mail that's telling you what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. That'll help you with your business. So with that, we're going to take our first break. We'll be back on the other side. We're going to be talking about SCORE mentors and volunteers in a little bit later. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. I'll have 2 hours of pushing broom.
Uh-huh.
You're doing that to us, aren't
okay.
you, Vicky? Huh?
I will be at Jay Clancy's all week if you,
There was no cue and we were singing on the air. Okay. Well, we're back. We're Tony Bush, Randy Melzer here with the Biz Talk program this morning. We don't have a guest. We're going to have some fun, but we do have a caller. And our topic this morning is being a SCORE mentor, and we're putting out an invitation to our listening audience. If there's anyone out there who would be interested in considering being a SCORE volunteer, learning more about it, this is your show this morning. So listen in and please call us with any questions. And we do have a caller on. One of our chapter members, a star chapter member, Glenn Anderson. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. It's great to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, Glenn.
Thanks, Glenn.
This is Randy. Good to have you here.
Glad you're on.
Hi, Randy. We're driving on our way down to visit a SCORE A client that I have is producing a home and sports show this morning down in Fond du Lac. So my wife is driving, and I am glad to call in and to encourage your listening audience to consider becoming a SCORE mentor.
Super.
Thanks, well, Glenn. Glenn, when you joined the chapter, you've been in the chapter now, what, a couple years maybe?
That's correct. A little over 2 years. I'm now down in Fond du Lac as a branch chair of the chapter, but I'm part of the Fox Cities SCORE chapter.
What is it that motivated you to be a SCORE volunteer, Glenn?
Well, as retiring and relocating up here to the wonderful land of Wisconsin, I wanted to continue to be active. And I think the greatest benefit is twofold for SCORE mentors. First is sharpening the saw to keep yourself very sharp in business techniques and business aspects and how to operate a business. And you know, the SCORE mentor is the one who learns the most.
Right.
Because as soon as you sit down with a client, they start asking questions that maybe you're not as clear and sharp. And so you got to do a little research. You got to reach out to other SCORE mentors to find the answers. And in so doing, you have the opportunity to really grow and polish your business skills. Then, of course, the best opportunity is networking with other SCORE mentors. You know, the opportunity to network with both of you and other SCORE folks, it's just a great way to build your business confidence and ability not only to work on a day-to-day project, but to build your knowledge and your skill base, sharpen your saw and your presentation skills. It's a great opportunity. I encourage the listening audience to consider carefully about exploring the options of becoming a SCORE mentor.
Glenn, you're more or less our anchor down in the southern part of our area here. Can you kind of bring us up to date a little bit on some of the things that have happened down there as far as, you know, getting the chapter, the branch down there to grow?
In Fond du Lac.
In Fond du Lac. Also down there, we're in Green Lake County. We're in Marquette, Washera. So you cover a lot of territory down there.
Sure. I think the success we had is we launched our first training program. We had over 20 attendees attend the cash flow. And Randy, as the Fox Cities chapter SCORE education chair, you were, of course, very instrumental in helping us. And Tony, you were the instructor. So it was a great opportunity to open up the Fond du Lac Cities SCORE branch activities by producing a cash flow management chapter activity down there. We were at the Home Builders Association facility, and in fact, Amanda has become one of our clients, and one of my clients, and she's producing the trade show this morning, which we're driving down to give her support and to see how the event goes.
That's great.
But the key was that we were able to solicit 20 people to participate in the cash flow seminar. And then we're reaching out to build more SCORE mentors down there, as well as clients that are interested to help grow their business or launch businesses.
Glenn, what kind of mentors especially are you looking to recruit down there? What kind of people do you need?
Expertise,
well,
yeah.
I believe, again, it's not only just retired business, skilled business folks, but active people that are in marketing, general business, financial, legal backgrounds. You know, again, the best way to keep yourself sharp and current with your business skills is to become a mentor or an instructor, and SCORE gives you that opportunity. So we're looking for general business backgrounds, attorneys, accountants, financial bankers, people that want to help others grow.
Right. Glenn, thanks so much. I know you're on the road, and we got to take a quick break here, but one last point is we're going to be seeing some SCORE billboards down in the Fond du Lac area pretty soon, aren't we? Glenn?
I think we lost him. Yep.
But I think we are putting some SCORE billboards up.
That's correct. Yeah, those will be coming up very, very shortly all around the area in Fond du Lac.
Yep.
To remind people, you know, if you are interested in volunteering, just real quickly, you can go out to the SCORE, foxcities.score.org website and get all of the information there.
Yep.
When we come back up, I can talk a little bit more about what that website looks like and what's necessary.
We're going to take a quick break right here. We'll be back on the other side to continue this conversation. And Tom, we'll get to you on the other side of the break. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
And every time it rains, panties from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
Don't you know each cloud contains panties from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
You'll find your fortune falling.
And welcome back to BizTalk. And speaking of pennies from heaven, we've got Tom on the line. Good morning, Tom.
I don't know if I'm pennies from heaven, but maybe dollars from heaven.
Ooh. Okay.
There you go.
Sure. Right away.
He's got to
up the ante right off the bat. Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
Tom, you've been a mentor in the SCORE chapter for how long now?
It's going on 3 years coming up here now in September.
And share with us, what was your motivation for becoming a SCORE mentor? How'd you find out about SCORE?
Well, it goes back to 1993 when my wife and I lived in Roanoke, Virginia. And we were in the process of putting our own business plan together and to incorporate our consulting company. And we went and entertained the idea of going to an all-day Simple Steps program in Roanoke. And at that time, we had guests that presented a nine-hour session. Broke for lunch and breakfast and dinner. In the process, we incorporated using one of the attorneys that was a presenter. Here 4 or 5 years ago, my wife and I relocated back to our home state of Wisconsin, and my consulting business went south a little bit, and I said I need to go and give back something. And so I searched out the local chapter of SCORE, and history has passed, and I'm very excited and from the many opportunities that I've had to meet people.
Tommy, we're then very, very glad that you made the decision to join SCORE up here, because you've been an integral part of helping a lot of people get started. Just a quick question about some of the people you've worked with. Success stories that you can mention, or some things you learned from them?
Well, I'd like to, if I may, quote a success story here recently, and here's an opportunity to share the effects of co-mentoring. I had a client from the east, or I'm sorry, north of here, and the individual was in a partnership, and she was really screwed up, and especially when it had the impacts of patents and copyrights.
Ah, yes.
And so in the SCORE chapter, we have a multitude of expertise And so one of our co-mentors, who's strong in copyrights and patents, and I met with this individual and really laid out some, if you will, hard knocks love of the client and said, this is what you have to do as opposed to we think you should do this. And the individual came back and said, for example, earlier this month, I want to thank you and so-and-so again for the advice to hire an attorney. And we gave her a specific person's name and was very pleased that move. The individual had a great job in dissolving the partnership, filing for a new LLC, assigning the patent to my new company, and then licensing that intellectual property to my publisher, and also worked out a contract with the new publisher. So there are many things that I want to thank you and never thought of doing it myself. It's all done, a deal now, and I'm very happy with the situation.
Tom, that's a great accounting of how success can occur in a SCORE chapter. And I'd like to point out that the services that are provided by the SCORE mentors are free of charge. There's no charge for that. And we don't do the work for the client. We work with the client and guide them and mentor them. But then if we refer them to an attorney or an accountant or another professional, those fees do apply. But all the suggestions and the sounding board advice and the mentoring from SCORE, it's all free.
That's true. One of the things that there was a client, when you talk about our services are free, there was a client that said, oh, I need to pay you. Can I even make a donation? I said, that's up to you. If you want to make a donation to SCORE, be my guest.
Yep, and they can. It's a tax-deductible donation. There are foundations at SCORE. So.
Exactly.
Tom, thanks a lot for calling in and sharing that with us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We'll see you there on Thursday.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Tom. If you have a question about SCORE and you'd like to call in and ask questions about maybe being a mentor or what would you expect from a mentor or what could a mentor do for you, give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. Randy, I have a question for you. You've been in the chapter probably 10 years.
Yes.
And about the time I've been in.
Yep.
I think I've been there about 11, but what brought you to the chapter and what do you get out of it?
Actually, I had two very good friends who were involved in it. One was Mr. Gene Jessup. Gene is an outstanding gentleman that I've known since I was, oh my Lord, I want to say about 13 years old. So I've known Gene forever. The other person was Jim Rossetti.
Oh, Jim.
And
Jimbo.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Started Biz Talk, actually.
Yes. And Jim got me involved and said, Randy, you want to get involved in this thing? And I was at that time, actually, I was recruiting for the University of Phoenix. And I had the idea that, wow, this would be great. I get to meet, entrepreneurs who'd be just, maybe people I could, talk to going back to school. And of course, realized as I was going along that people who are in this situation starting their business don't have time for much else.
No.
So, and I also realized too that as I'm going along, it's much more important to get involved in their things than it was for me to think about using this as a business lever. So I decided, hey, okay, fine. I finally figured it out.
What's your skill set that you bring to the SCORE chapter?
My background is primarily in the area of marketing, sales, operations. I do financial product sales. I've done direct business-to-business sales. Mm-hmm. As I said, I recruited for the University of Phoenix at one point. And I couldn't hold the job is what it sounds like. But actually, I was vice president of marketing and operations for one organization for 13 years and did the same job for another organization for 17 years. So I've got a pretty good background.
Yep, and that's the kind of background that we're looking for at SCORE. Folks don't have to be retired. You can just have the motivation to want to do something good for other people and help someone else succeed and kind of pay it forward. That's right. Kind of a good way to put it to score chapters.
Absolutely. While we're talking about that, I mean, we keep bringing up the fact that there are mentors and that that's the primary function of SCORE is to help small businesses succeed, get started, and so on. And that is the role of the mentor, to work one-on-one with the small business or the entrepreneur. But there are other roles in SCORE that I just like to mention, too, that people should be aware of. If you say, well, I don't really want to be a mentor, but I really would love to help SCORE. What can I do? One of the areas is to become one of our administrative specialists. We always need people to help the organization. We have people who work with us in the marketing department. We have people who work with us in education. We have people who work with us as far as administration is concerned.
Scheduling all the appointments and responding to the clients.
Right, so that we as mentors can do our job better.
Right.
So if you're looking for an area to volunteer and really have an impact, because again, the work that we do with small business is the primary source of new jobs, new businesses throughout the area. 75% of all new jobs created in the United States come from small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our client.
Well, that's the backbone of the economy. SCORE was an organization that actually started back about 1964 or 65. And it was started because the Small Business Administration, which was started probably 10 years earlier, wanted to bring about some sort of assistance for the people who received the guaranteed loans from the banks. And there was a failure rate that the SBA was concerned about. And they thought, gosh, if we could get some retired folks, the Service Corps of Retired Executives, that's the acronym for SCORE, would be able to go in and help business owners succeed, there'd be fewer failures. Well, that started to germinate. Today, SCORE is a national organization with probably 360-70 chapters around the country, consisting of 14,000 volunteers who work with their clients in every state in the union. And it's kind of neat because I travel once in a while to other states, Alabama and others, and I'll look up a SCORE chapter, and it's almost like a brotherhood.
Yep.
Come to our meeting.
Yep.
Come on in and join us and tell us about your chapter and what do you do there and how do you do things here.
Yep.
But nobody loses.
Right. We have a lot of cross-pollination is one of the things that we talk about with the SCORE members and the SCORE chapter. When we were talking about roles, another role that a person can play, I'm a generalist. As you mentioned, you know, my background is pretty broad and so on. But there are certain people in the organization who have very, very specific areas of expertise. For instance, we have people who have very specific areas in intellectual property. People, and we need people, by the way, especially in the area of working with the new technologies.
Social media. Marketing.
Right. But if you say, well, yeah, that's great, but I don't have that much time that I can, you know, if you become a specialist, okay, that's when we call you in a lot for these joint mentoring programs. I have a client who I've been working with who has a lot of general things that they've been doing, but we got to the point where we have to sit down and get them really ready for the bank, all right? I'm going to have to talk to, you know, you, Tony, or one of the other people who are in the accounting field that can sit down and really show them what they need to do to get their numbers together. So you can be a very, very specialized person and still be a SCORE volunteer.
Also, SCORE has evolved into the digital world, and we have a pretty amazing website, score.org. And because of that digital capability, if one of our members in our chapter has a need with a client to bring some expertise to that client that we don't have in our chapter, there are folks around the country who do online mentoring. In fact, Jyothi Nettingadi is one of our chapter members. She does a lot of social media, website building, technology. Mm-hmm. That's her background. And that's all she does is online mentoring. She doesn't really do face-to-face anymore. And folks who do online mentoring can schedule their own hours.
Right. One of the other people we've had was John Schatz down in the Oshkosh area has done this for quite a while too on that area. And yeah, I mean, you can, you know, whatever the timing is that works best for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to come down to the office.
Right.
You don't have to, you can just pick up the, information on the email and go from there. So it's a great opportunity again for some people with limited time, but with great general information and knowledge.
And again, we'd like to emphasize that you don't need to be retired. We have some younger folks in our chapter who are currently employed, but they've decided to commit some time back to the community to help other people so that they can be successful.
On that one, you talk about variety. I was just on a phone call the other day. The people up in Green Bay at that chapter, probably 75% of their members are still active business people. So they have a very high turn rate that way. Mm-hmm. You go down to the Milwaukee area, Madison area. Madison is almost 75 to 80% retirees.
Mm-hmm.
Every chapter has its own personality.
Right.
But again, whatever your particular abilities and timing that you have, we can work with you.
And the time commitment we ask each volunteer who mentors to give is probably 15 hours a month. And that includes the 2-hour meeting once a month on the first Thursday. In fact, I'd like to put the invitation out to anyone listening. If you'd like to attend one of our SCORE meetings, you're more than welcome to come as a guest. Our next meeting is going to be this coming Thursday. I believe that's April 3rd.
That's correct.
At 9 o'clock in the morning until 11 o'clock at the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. So if you'd like to come and just see what SCORE is all about, meet some folks, ask a number of questions, and kind of get familiar with it, we'd invite you to call us at the Chamber office at 734-7101. Let us know you're coming. Or go to the website at foxcities.score.org, click on Becoming a Mentor, and read about it, and then send us an email or call us at 734-7101. We'd be very happy to have you join us at the meeting.
Yeah, real easily, just to kind of walk you through that website. It's a really very good website, very quick. If you go out to the foxcities.score.org, you'll see a link that says volunteer, and we'd recommend that you click on that. It tells you the story about SCORE, all of the different things we mentioned as far as things you can do, and then at the bottom it has a link that says become a SCORE volunteer today. All you have to do is click on that. It brings up a number of boxes that you can fill in. It takes about 10 minutes, but it has an area that allows you to include any specialties that you have as far as language, personal experiences, mentoring skills, areas of interest, industry interests, things that you've done in the past. So from that, we can take a quick look. You can decide, are you interested? Are we interested? And we'll do an interview with you and sit down and ask you, just invite you to come to the meetings.
Yep. So check it out, foxcities.score.org. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side, wrap up the program with some pretty good biz tips, because Randy and I are going to plant two of them. And you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. All right,
okay.
We're back for the final section of Biz Talk this morning.
Yeah, and we hope we can get you involved enough where we can help other people get a fistful of dollars out of a few of these things here. So,
yeah, we'd like to wrap up our conversation about the SCORE chapter this morning. We've been talking about the benefits of being a SCORE mentor and what the SCORE chapters around the country can bring back to the business community in terms of job creation and job maintenance, benefits to the community, the employers, the employees. It's just fun being a SCORE mentor. And we've been talking about the exciting things of what SCORE mentors do, and Glenn had some great comments about keeping the saw blade sharp, and you learn more by teaching than just by sitting in a classroom. But we don't throw you to the wolves. If you're going to come into the SCORE chapter and you'd like to be a mentor and work with clients, we do have an orientation program. And Randy, give us a quick summary of what that program's about.
Right. The whole program is designed to help you during that first 90 days when you become a SCORE mentor. First of all, you fill in the information, and we do an interview to decide whether or not you're interested in being a SCORE mentor, and also if we can, if you really have some qualifications that we can work with. Once that's been done and all of the paperwork has been finished with the national headquarters, we then sit down with you and do an orientation program. It's about 2 hours where we sit down and go through all the things as far as locally here at SCORE. In addition, there is a program that is an orientation program online that you take with SCORE itself nationally. It's about a 3-hour program, and it explains what's called the SLATE program. It's an acronym which just lays out the steps that you should take when dealing with a client, because the goal is, of course, to help that client succeed or to avoid failure. Mm-hmm. So we work with you there. Then the next thing we do is you have co-mentoring with at least the next three meetings that you do with clients. You're with another experienced mentor so you can see how it goes, what you need to know before we just say, hey,
you're on your way
to go.
But
most of the people that we are working with, of course, have a great deal of business background. They want to give back. And so it works out very easily. It's not a real tedious situation, but it's a lot of fun to go through.
And one of the rules that we have is basically SCORE has a national code of ethics that we observe. It's respect the client, respect their confidentiality. And one of the rules we have, if you heard earlier Tom D talking about his client, he didn't mention any names. We don't mention any names or any information that might reveal the identity of a client, even in our chapter meetings.
Right.
The confidentiality is huge, and we will not share that information. And it is all free, and we're very serious about helping the business owner succeed or the business person start their business. But I'd like to emphasize, too, that SCORE is not a place where you can have someone do the work for you.
Mm-hmm.
We will show you how to do things. We'll walk you through things. We'll act as a sounding board. We'll give you referrals, and we'll bring other SCORE mentors in to help you. But you really need to understand what's in your business plan and in your business, so when you are faced with issues in your business as it grows, you understand enough about it to be able to be successful.
Right.
Well, Randy, at this time of the show, we usually ask for biz tips, so I'm going to invite you to go first.
All righty. Well, the first thing I'm going to say is that if you're thinking about starting a business, you need to have a business plan on paper that you can refer to. It doesn't have to be huge. It can be 3 pages. It can be 300 pages. It depends on what you need, but you need a plan to be able to help you get from here to there, and that's one of the things we can help you with. The other thing I will tell you is you need a mentor. You need someone else to help you so you don't make all those mistakes yourself.
Yeah, and a mentor won't make mistakes, but we're going to help keep you away from the mistake swamp. My biz tip is probably not a biz tip, but it's a tip, and it's kind of like a life tip. And I'm a big fan of Mother Teresa, and Mother Teresa said one time, she said, "Don't wait for leaders, do it yourself, one person at a time." And I think that that's kind of telling about the SCORE chapter, because the SCORE mentors will get people into a seminar and so on, but what we really enjoy is meeting with the client one-on-one, going to their level of understanding in their business and bringing them from that point to an improved understanding of their business. And another thing I'll say is my experience in SCORE has shown me that some people don't know where to go when they have questions to start a business. They just don't know where
to go.
They don't want to pay an accountant or an attorney. They don't want to embarrass themselves with a family member or something. Contact SCORE, because we're the front line, and you cannot ask a dumb question at SCORE.
Yeah,
We will not laugh at you. We will not criticize you. We want to help you make the right decision. And sometimes the right decision is, now's not the time to start my business.
Yep.
So, Randy, thanks for the show this morning. Good conversation.
We had a good time with it. If you wanted to catch up on this one, again, it will be archived on our website, which is biztalkwithscore.com.
Yep. And I want to thank Glenn and Tom D for calling in this morning and making their contributions. You've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.